Kevin McCarthy to subpoena Intel agency chiefs in Biden family business probe. By Wendell Hasebo on August 9, 2022. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, says Republicans will expand the scope of investigations to include intelligence agency chiefs in order to learn more about the Biden family's shady business deals if the GOP takes the majority. "They should come in and talk to us," McCarthy told the New York Post of the intelligence officers. "You want to ask these individuals what did they know and when." It should be noted that in October 2020, 51 former intelligence agency officials published a letter in Politico that suggested the Hunter Biden laptop story was disinformation pushed by Russia. "People can come in and talk to us and answer the questions," McCarthy continued. "If that's not the case, there are times we will use the subpoena as well." McCarthy's plan is predicated on retaking the House in the midterm elections. If all goes well, Republicans will reclaim the House and regain the subpoena power that Democrats on the January 6 Select Committee have been wielding. House Republicans are looking to create a select committee of their own. Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, exclusively revealed to Breitbart News. The potential creation of the select committee will focus on the Biden family business. In general, a select committee is a type of temporary committee created to conduct investigations or consider other measures on a specific topic. "There have already been discussions among members about what different committees need to contribute to a select committee to look into Hunter Biden," Gaetz explained. Other than potentially using a select committee to investigate and subpoena intel chiefs about what they may know about the Biden family business, Gaetz said a select committee run by Republicans may encourage whistleblowers to come forward. "We may have more Tony Bobulinskis that simply haven't been given the protection of a Republican majority that could honor whistleblower protections and do something with the information," Gaetz suggested. "It is Congress's responsibility to pass laws that ensure we don't have a compromised first family," he continued. "We need to understand how influence in our government was bought and sold through Hunter Biden's various entities." Those probing the Biden family will include Oversight Committee Ranking Member Representative James Comer, RKY, who has asked Hunter Biden's wealth manager to hand over information connected to 150 flagged wire transactions by U.S. banks between Hunter and James Biden. Senator Chuck Grassley, RIA, told CBS News in April that James and Hunter Biden were both directly paid by Chinese entities and promised retainer fees for their China work, receiving in total $165,000. Wire transfers have been the tool of choice for money launderers. To mitigate risk to the financial institutions, suspicious wire transfers over $10,000 are flagged for review. Wire transactions involving more than $10,000 are also to be reported to the Internal Revenue Service. According to CNN, Trump-appointed United States Prosecutor David Weiss is deliberating whether Hunter and associates violated money laundering, campaign finance, tax and foreign lobbying laws, as well as whether Hunter Biden broke federal firearm and other regulations, multiple CNN sources said. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.